Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our two of two, and our goal remains the same, incredibly simple. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, the traditions of our founders. We start by using the simple blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face, we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly ought to be the order of the day. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. The good sheriff with us, former Sheriff Richard Mack, riding shotgun today, CSPOA.org. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sam. Kirk, good morning.
All right. I've been waiting for this discussion since the beginning of my involvement with the CSPOA. I'm telling you right now, this is phenomenal news. I've been waiting, praying and waiting for this since the beginning, and I'm going to continue to do so, but I'm telling you right now, things are moving forward in a monumental way. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, as you all know, has done a lot of good over the years. We've had some tremendous events where sheriffs gather and speak and train and educate and inform. They've had opportunities to meet with the public, and we've done some tremendous things. We wrote an incredible CSPOA resolution articulating the appropriate responsibilities of a sheriff that intercedes to protect the rights of citizens. We've gone to the National Press Club and told of abuses and how to right those wrongs. We've just done some tremendous things over the years, from public speaking to it all beginning with former Sheriff Richard Mack winning at the Supreme Court against the Clinton administration. And you know what? We've done a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's with the amount of money and resources and time we've had, it has been beyond incredible. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you right now, we have the opportunity to go to the next level. In fact, I've been wanting to tell you about this for the last several weeks, but the good sheriff is finishing up teaching school this year, Monday through Thursday, and he's been so busy on the road on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, etc., that I'm having a hard time even getting a hold of him to get him on the radio to discuss all of this. It's been crazy, hasn't it, Sheriff?
Yeah, it really has, Sam. And coincidentally, the Oregonian, sorry. They've been calling me quite a bit lately also, but it was actually a reporter from the Associated Press called me this past week, and he said he wanted to do more on the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And he said, what was your number one, what has been the number one success of the CSPOA? What has been your highlight, your zenith moment since your inception, since you've been there, and since you founded the organization?
That's a fascinating question. I want to see what you say. I'm going to have to think about this for a second.
I know. That's what I was going to tell you, too. And maybe Kurt would have a different one, because Kurt's been there at most everything we've done. You've been there at everything we've done. And I told him this, and maybe you guys ought to write yours down. It would be very difficult, Sam, not to say that it was not our first convention. I mean, it would be very difficult to say that. We had other great conventions. We had some that were had a bigger impact, I guess, as far as releasing our resolution and the thing we did at the press conference we had at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., and the pupusas, of course, that we ate afterwards. But it would really be difficult not to say how much spirit of freedom and patriotism that we felt at the very first convention that both of you attended. That had the most sheriffs of any of our conventions, obviously. But, Sam, I think the number one thing that the CSPOA did and promoted was that we had 500 sheriffs from across the country stand for the Second Amendment about 2.5 years ago, just under 2.5 years ago. And the Sheriff's Association of Utah, 28 out of 29, signing a letter to the president and to the vice president, telling them that these sheriffs would not allow or tolerate any more gun control from Washington, D.C., and that they would not allow common, ordinary, law-abiding citizens to be made out to be criminals just because they exercise their Second Amendment rights. I think that probably was the crowning moment for the CSPOA since we've been around. Now, you guys might come up with something else, but that was mine.
You know what? And in my mind, it's not really, I mean, the goal is to highlight some of them, not necessarily pick one, but to reminisce a little bit, but yet to use that as the catalyst as we go to the next level, which is exactly what's happening. For example, our website's down right now, but it's being rebuilt. It's going to be faster, better, smoother, easier to get information. Just hang on a little bit for that. So it is not going away. I repeat, not going away. But yet, there's tremendous things happening. I would say, personally, my zenith moment that I would point to in the CSPOA, of all that we've done, there's a lot of them that have got a lot of media coverage. There's a lot of them that have had, you know, hundreds of people in attendance. The fact that we've trained a significant number of sheriffs across the country about their oaths of office, about the proper role of a peace officer as opposed to a law enforcement personnel agent or whatever, about their understanding as local officials that they have a responsibility as the highest law enforcement official or peace officer official in their county to appropriately handle their jurisdictions. There's been a lot done. I mean, a tremendous amount of fantastic work done that I'm proud of, just to be part of. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just grateful to be part of it. But the reason I mention all that is to say this. There might have been a lot of public things, a lot of media things, a lot of... But I want to point to one that I believe is very simple. We don't cover it enough, but I think it really typifies our whole purpose of existence. And that is when Sheriff Brad Rogers... What is it, Elkhart County, Indiana?
Yes.
All right. When Sheriff Brad Rogers said, you know what? I'm going to meet with an Amish farmer, a milk farmer guy, a dairy guy, and he goes and he meets with this gentleman, somebody within his jurisdictional responsibility, somebody who he's sworn to protect, somebody who he's sworn to defend, and he meets with the guy, and the guy says, look, I've done my very best. I've cooperated. I've done all that I can. And now, Sheriff, I just need your help. And the sheriff rode with the cavalry, rode for the brand of freedom in America and citizens, and said, wait a minute, what? You've done all you can, and they're still, wait a minute, this is my jurisdiction. They're in my county, and I will intercede on your behalf. I will protect you, my friend. Are you sure you're ready for this battle? And the Amish farmer humbly said, yes, sir, I don't know what else to do. And Sheriff Brad Rogers, duly elected by his citizenry, said, you know what? Bring it. Bring it. And so he went and wrote a letter to the feds and said, you got to back off. And they came back and said, no, you stand down, Sheriff. And he said, you don't know who's who here. This is my jurisdiction, not yours. And the battle was on. And when the battle was on, Sheriff Brad Rogers stood, as in my humble opinion, a shining example of representative government with jurisdictional checks and balances, and he said, I will defend my citizens and my jurisdiction. And he did, and the government backed down. And to this day, in my opinion, the reason this story is more important than all the rest that we've done is because it is on the ground doing what our whole educational campaign is about, what the whole point that we make as the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is, which is we will protect and defend. We will use our oaths of office. We will use the checks and balances that our founding fathers gave us, bled and died for, to truly make a difference in the lives of those whom we serve. And in my opinion, I'm not saying there's not a lot of other good things either, and I'm not at all saying this replaces your sheriff, but I am saying that, in my mind, what better way to show who we are and what we do than that, sir?
Yeah, I can't argue with you, Sam. That was huge. It still reigns huge. And, it definitely was a crowning moment for the CSPOA and for Sheriff Rogers. And the good thing about it is he was reelected in a landslide.
Yeah, buddy.
And so, yes, and it's good that we can talk about several.
And we'll do more of that, and we'll tell you what's coming up for the CSPOA. That is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association in seconds, but we got to get Kurt's first. I want to hear Kurt's shining zenith moment. We shall do that in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live with Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun on the radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the zenith moments for the CSPOA, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun on your radio. Kurt, Richard had his chance. I gave my thoughts. Let's start. Let's go to you, sir.
You know, I when you mentioned the question that the Associated Press individual asked you, I started thinking already, just, you know, for my own thoughts there. And so at least I've kind of got four of them, and this doesn't mean the other ones, like the ones you guys
How do you find
have mentioned
one?
Our, you know, I mean, it's just a great time, and you know, it's probably the most patriotic kind of feelings that I've ever enjoyed, and so one of them had to do with meeting Sheriff Clark in the elevator for the first time with Sam, and we got to have the interchange or the exchange about his fancy boots, and you know. And of course, we even got to, you know, go with Sheriff Arpaio to the airport in the car with him when he spilled his coffee. And, you know, I mean, I like those kind of little personal things. It was a great time with Sheriff Clark in the back halls when the tornado was going over, when he was getting his award for Sheriff of the Year. I mean, that was a great time. But
I kind of
like
when the tornado just missed our event and stuff like that. And we just had David A. Clark Jr. standing up on a crate accepting his award and stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. He was the indoor tornado. But when you go back to, like you mentioned, Sheriff, the first convention, and you had Thomas Woods, for example, 30 plus minutes speech about nullification. You know, I believe that I don't know how you get much better than that. That fits so much with the sheriff thing and the whole deal. Then you've got Joe Bannister presenting, you know, an IRS guy that carried a gun that basically says it's all bogus. And you know, I looked those up between the time you mentioned it. I looked them right up on YouTube. You can still watch them. It's a little harder to find the Joe Bannister one. Then you've got the
by the way, if you go to youtube.com/countysheriffproject, they're all there, baby.
There you go. Good. Then you've got the you know, Sheriff Nick Finch deal in Florida, where basically the you know, the governor put him in jail. And the people in the area, the jury, got him out and restored him to his position. And, you know, he stood up for what was right. You know, so there's a whole lot, but those are a few that I
Too, that one with Nick Finch was typified by Richard Mack's headline, Liberty to be Had in Liberty County. And that was tremendous.
Good point.
You know, anyway, the point is that there have been some incredible moments. I'm just grateful to have been part of them. And as Kurt says, it has engendered some of the most humble, grateful, I don't know what words even to describe almost. It's unspeakable about the feelings that we've felt with our brothers and sisters standing for the sacred cause of liberty together. And truly finding solutions for the problems we face. Instead of just running around going, woe is me, or whatever. It is that we are making a difference, that we are doing something about it, that we are leaving the world a better place than we found it, that we are training and educating and informing and working with people all across the country. I'm grateful for the people that we've met and the things we've been able to do. But before we turn this into a eulogy, because that's not what it is, we need to make sure people understand that this is not a really looking back idea, except for to bring those feelings, bring that understanding forward and say, you're ready to go, Sheriff? This is indeed stage two, sir.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think it's a great moment to reminisce about what we've done to kick off what we're going to do. And so there's been a huge change within CSPOA, and I don't know how to explain it except we met some people from Texas who really wanted to help the CSPOA get off the ground. And I've said this on your show, and you and I and Kurt have talked about this numerous times while we've been sharing pupusas together and other meals as well and other meetings, that somehow we have got to make this bigger, better, and faster. Because I don't think there's any question. I mean, Sam, I meet with people, and I met with another guy yesterday who lives here in Arizona. And he says, do you know that the CSPOA is really the only solution we have left? And he's a member of other groups. You know, he's a member of Gun Owners of America, and he's a member of Oath Keepers. And I certainly don't disparage any of the work that those groups are doing. But as far as boots on the ground, full-time, one thing that we are doing that is a solution right now. You want to stop gun control? You want to stop the abuse of government? IRS, just as you pointed out, FDA, EPA, all the thousands and thousands, if not millions, of federal bureaucrats that have nothing to do with upholding, defending our Constitution, but continuously, perpetually, ruthlessly violating the rights of individual Americans. If you want a peaceful, effective solution, CSPOA is the epitome of that solution. We have it, we are it, and we have actually proof that it's working, just as you mentioned with Sheriff Rogers. Sheriff Clark's exemplary actions are more proof. Sheriff Finch, as you mentioned, in Liberty County, Florida, another stark example of what constitutional sheriffs have done and are doing. And so now, and I have said this at our dinners, and I have said this in our personal conversations with between the three of us, that we've got to get this funded. We have got to get this funded. We have got to do more. We've got to make this bigger, better, and faster. How do we do that without money? And I don't know that if I lack some sort of marketing skill or whatever, because I simply have not been able to raise the money for our conventions and events. Miraculously, we did. And that was from the good people across this country and people like Bert Smith and others that have donated and made these things happen. That it has been absolutely miraculous to see those things. It has brought tears to my eye numerous times about how these miracles have happened and taken place. But plain and simply, we have got to do more, and it's going to take money to do that. We have got to increase our memberships. We have got to get our whole organization more organized, more together, more within the states, and have accountability with all of that, have state reps everywhere, have county reps everywhere, have the people of this country more engaged in what we are doing. And so about 4 or 5 months ago, some people made a several $1,000 donation to the CSPOA and bought about $6,000 worth of books. And one of our volunteers got a hold of them and said, would you like to meet Sheriff Mack in person? They said, sure, we've seen his books. We got his first book back in 2009, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. We followed him for years.
However, they didn't really realize that wasn't the first book, although it was the first book they got introduced to, is the correct point, right?
Correct, right. That's not the first book. And it was the first big book, obviously, but it was not the first book. And so,
what was the first book? From My Cold Dead Fingers?
From My Cold Dead Fingers, yeah.
All right. Or The Naked Spy, was that first?
No, that was after, that was right before County Sheriff. But
hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to make sure I have this quote right. We reminisce about what we've done as we launch what we are going to do. We're talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find?
Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, before we continue, I want to make sure I got this headline right that you basically said on the fly that was so good. I wanted that to enter into the show notes, Sheriff Mack. Let me see if I got this right. We reminisce about what we've done as we launch what we are going to do. Is that right?
That sounds exactly correct.
All right, and the reason that's so critical, ladies and gentlemen, is we're talking about what we've done so far, and it's been absolutely tremendous. But I'm telling you right now, compared to what we're going to do, it's just setting the stage. Now, Sheriff Richard Mack's zenith moment really was beating the Clinton administration at the Supreme Court. It cost $500,000 to get done and set the stage for everything to come. So I didn't really count that as part of the CSPOA's zenith moment because it was really the genesis for what we've done and what we're going to do. And at that first convention that Richard Mack pointed out, was one of his zenith moments for the CSPOA. I just want to mention a speech that I gave there. It was a very short speech. It was only about 10 minutes and 30 seconds long. But I believe it was actually a pretty good speech, if I say so myself. The headline of it, and there's a reason that I'm bringing this headline up. I mean, of course, I want to promote my own speech. But no, the real reason I'm bringing it up, YouTube.com/County Sheriff Project is where you can watch it. But the headline is what I want to really focus on for a second, Sheriff, because it relates to what we're going to do. The headline says, Sam Bushman, sheriffs will be backed by Americans. And that's really what the next phase of the CSPOA amounts to.
Well, it is. First of all, we talked about this at our Las Vegas convention back, I think, in 2014, and that is to have a legal defense team ready to back our sheriffs all across the country when, if they stand for the Constitution, such as Sheriff Rogers did, and let's say that the FDA and the feds had pushed it and had tried to arrest him like they threatened to do, then we will be there with our team of legal experts and lawyers to make sure that we get him out of any type of legal trouble he might be in. And this is for any other sheriffs. And I will tell you, one of the mistakes that has happened is that people think that we're there to handle all their personal legal problems. That is not what the CSPOA is. There are some legal foundations that do that. Rutherford Institute, ACLU, and several others across the country.
Matt Staver down there in Florida. There's several of them.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. And so that is not what we do. We do, though, encourage and train and promote a sheriff interposing, interceding, intervening on your behalf to make sure that you're not being abused by government, that you're not being victimized by government, and that can have the same effect. But we also know that there's not going to be a constitutional sheriff in all 3,080 counties in this country. That's not going to happen. We are realistic about that, but we also are realistic about our goal that we honestly believe there is no problem, there's no way that we should not get 600, 700, 800 constitutional sheriffs in this country who are bona fide, courageous guards of the Republic, guards of the Constitution, true oath keepers who will stand and put themselves in the way for their people. That is what we're going to do. Now, back to the story about these Texas people. I met with them. They flew out here just to meet me. They flew out for a luncheon with my wife and me. They stayed about 5 hours. They flew in the morning. I took them back to the airport in the afternoon, and they went home. So they really didn't have any luggage. I think he had a briefcase, and she had a big purse. That was it. They did not spend the night. They just wanted to come out. And they kept laying down information and proposals about how they wanted to help fund and promote CSPOA. And so I said, why don't we do this as a complete partnership so that you know that where the money you put in is actually going to help? Now, they have not donated a big slush fund to the CSPOA. What they have done is they've hired IT people, they've hired some marketing people, and they are ready to go with putting money into that, and they already have. And so, literally, this is a partnership between me, the CSPOA, and them. And what I have agreed to do, because they have put up the money, is that they are going to call the shots on the organization and where we go. I still determine the direction and the goals, but the thing of it is, we completely see eye to eye on all of that, completely. They already knew what we were about. They already knew what I was about. They had already read all my books. They loved it all, and they said, Sheriff, there is no other solution. If we're going to keep this movement for liberty, if we're going, and they are ranchers, and they're dairy ranchers and farmers, very successful. Very successful.
And they get, most importantly, the land battles we're fighting in America, too. And you know what? If you don't have a right to property, there's not a whole lot of battles left, Sheriff. So they get it from a very fundamental, grassroots, down-to-earth point of view.
Right. They're true Texans. They really are, and that I think that you just described that. And so we've been discussing this for the past 3 or 4 months. Don and I flew out to their ranch and stayed a weekend with them, had a wonderful time. We looked in their faces. We looked in their eyes. We found out who they really are, and we felt comfortable in moving forward with this agreement, and now we have. And I had a very sad day yesterday at school because I turned in my resignation and told them that I would not be coming back next year, that I'm going to spend full time on the CSPOA. And Sam, you and Kurt know, and most of your listeners know, that is where my heart is. I love school. I left my heart there also. It was still all about rebuilding America. And with doing so, with these wonderful scholars and children, that I had the opportunity to be with and that the good Lord blessed me with. But I think I can do a lot more by spending all my time and energy with the CSPOA. And I love the people there. The principal and the other teachers are fantastic. Earl Taylor, the founder of this wonderful school, has been a long and dear friend, and you know him well, and I know him well. And he was partners with Cleon Skousen. And anyway, it was a rough day for me, but I look forward to this new not new direction, but a new cannonball effort, a new catapult effort to get CSPOA to be a national phenomenon in the world of freedom. We need the people of this country to join us in this holy cause. We need members. We need power. We need, and that power comes from people joining the CSPOA. We want to become the next NRA. We want to become a household name on every major radio and television network, and we are planning to do just that. People will not be able to talk about freedom and the Constitution and law enforcement without mentioning the CSPOA and having you or me be there on their shows to talk about what's going on in America to take freedom back. That's where we're going, and that's what we're going to do. We are going to make CSPOA a household name in the liberty movement and in the restoration of our sacred Constitution.
All right, I want to make this point, too. The details are still being worked on. Like I said, the website is down because it's being rewritten, reset up. It's a long, complicated story. But nevertheless, the reason I bring all this up is so people have an understanding of what's happening and what we're doing. There's been several people that we need to get back to that we will as soon as we possibly can. There's just way more to do than there are people to do it, and that's been kind of a bottleneck. That is getting resolved as well. And going forward, understand that we are putting together the building block to truly reach out to people to enable people in regions and in states to take action on given situations, etc. There's just so much going on now. Rick Dalton, Vice President, had the opportunity just yesterday and the day before, whatever. He went to New Mexico to cover some stuff, right?
Yesterday, yes, it was the Cattlemen's Association of New Mexico meeting in Animas, New Mexico, and he texted me last night and said the place was packed, about 350, 400 people, standing room only.
Bring it on.
And it was all to discuss how we can defend their lands against the BLM. Isn't that amazing?
How well, and you had good crowds when you went to Oregon, so did Chris Sand. This is a
now
real,
you said
real
that one was from Animas, New Mexico.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Is that what you said? Yes. Yeah, there's a story that we've got from there.
Right after, the break, Kurt, we're going to let you rock and roll exactly on that topic because the two go together perfectly. Kurt has the details in seconds. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio broadcast. You're listening to information about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and the whole goal to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the broadcast is getting kind of crazy. Kirk Crosby's emailing me stories about four-legged chickens are safe to eat and stuff. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow for us to break that sucker down. I'm just saying. Whoa.
Well, that's if you like legs, you know what I mean.
All right, there you go.
If you like legs, then you're going to eat a lot more of them that way, you know.
Back to former Sheriff Richard Mack, though, and we're talking about Rick Dalton, the vice president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, that's CSPOA.org. Our site to be up soon with the new look and feel, by the way. But anyway, Rick was there yesterday in New Mexico, and we found a story that dovetails with this perfectly. Kurt, you got to rock and roll through this, though, because we got callers, several of them.
Yeah, the message or the headline is "Message from the Border: We Got Problems Here," and the dateline is Animas, same place that Sheriff or Rick Dalton was there. And you know, the bottom line is, hey, it's a small place, but these ranchers and people feel threatened. They feel like in these rugged mountain ranges, et cetera, that they don't really have the border secure. And isn't that one of the roles of the federal government?
To say the least. Sheriff, your quick response, then we'll go to calls.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I said it great, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from the callers. Let's do it.
All right, first, we got Fred from, Georgia? Hi, Fred.
Good morning. Good morning, Sheriff Mack. Good morning to everybody, Sam, Kurt. Yes, it's Fred from Georgia. Sheriff, I just had an idea of something that may be useful to add to your toolbox going forward and thought I'd throw it out for consideration.
Go ahead, sir.
Most of us who really care a lot about these issues want to do more than just give money. I mean, we want to do something on the ground and to help. And what occurred to me is you guys might benefit by getting a list of all the volunteers local to each sheriff that are willing to show up at a court case, perhaps even willing to show up at a confrontation, or let's say when the sheriff feels like he needs to do something to protect someone, not necessarily meaning that it be armed. I think probably it should almost be unarmed exclusively, but any of those cases.
We agree, Fred. Let me just stop you really quick in the interest of time.
Okay.
There are sheriff posses across the country where people sign up to be part of the sheriff's support staff, if you will. Joe Arpaio in Arizona has one of the largest. But we are working on sheriff's support groups. That's why my speech that I gave at the first convention was a sheriff will be backed by Americans for this very reason. Sheriff, do you want to parlay into that a little bit?
Well, no, he's actually saying something we are doing, and that's part of what we plan to do, and we've already done this. And, again, we're going to make that bigger, better, and faster so he knows that we are doing it and that, yes, he can participate, and we do train sheriffs to do this very thing. So, yes, it's all part of what we're doing, and that's a very excellent suggestion.
Who does Fred want to contact if he wants to make sure that they've got his name and he can be involved and we'll reach out to him, et cetera?
Well, just get on our website and email us, or if it's not completely up where you can do that, just email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com, sheriffmack@hotmail.com, or call our number 480-840-9091. That's 480-840-9091.
All right. Anyway, any follow-up? Fred, I just wanted to let you know we are doing a lot of what you've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually in place. We want to make sure you're included and that your input is part of the mix.
That's great news. The only thing I would add is if you're not doing so already, I think it would be great if you advised in every case when the sheriff asks for help, because we want to be aware of the dangers of doing something foolish, and we don't want it to be used for, you know, other than good purposes. So maybe not to screen it and endorse it or not, but just advise.
Yep, and we got an answer to that from a law enforcement or a peace officer point of view. We've got several sheriffs on a board that can provide advice in that regard. Sheriff Richard Mack, Rick Dalton, and others who have plenty of police experience. We have a citizens board that can do a lot of the same from a citizen's point of view. And then we actually have a group of attorneys that can handle some of the legal issues as well. And so that's in the mix also, Fred. So you're on target, and we'll look forward to it, sir.
Count me in. Thanks.
Say that again.
I said, count me in.
All right, sir. Thanks so much. You bet. All right, let's go straight to Patty in Utah. Patty, you're on the radio.
Hey, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and Richard Mack. I love you guys. You are amazing. I love everything that you're doing, Sam, and that you're educating people. I have learned so much on your station. I'm reminiscing today about my father, Richard Lee Mattern. He was a Pennsylvania State Constable. And many years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, his very best friend was Buzz Hyatt, Luzerne County Sheriff. He used to say to Buzz Hyatt, "They're stepping over the line, Buzz." And then he'd say to my mom, "They're stepping over the line, Patsy. They're stepping over the line." And then I'd listen as a child and growing up as a teenager, and my father, Richard Mattern, and Buzz Hyatt, they'd be talking, and my father would be saying, "Buzz, you know what? Something's got to be done. Something's got to be done, Buzz." And Buzz would be like, "You're right, you're right." And they talk back and forth. My father taught me that government gives us no rights. None. All our rights come from our God, our Creator. And my father would say, if we give up our rights without a fight, we offend that God who gave them to us. And I can hear him today. He passed away May 2014. But I can hear him today saying that. And I really thank you, Richard Mack. I thank you. You have people saying prayers for you that you don't even know. We need to have people like you. We need you to help educate. The sheriffs need to know that they are the stand for this republic. And they need to protect the people. I can hear Buzz Hyatt, my dad, and I can't relate to you everything that they would say. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that what's happening and our rights that are being taken away, we fought valiantly for our rights before coming here to this earth. I know that. And if we just ignore it here, we're in trouble. So thank you, Sam. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Richard Mack, for all that you do. And thank you for helping educate people on our rights and protecting our rights. Sure.
Thank you, Patty.
I love
you. Wow, what a great.
All right. There's the testimony. And by the way, they own a restaurant right here in Utah County, Utah, where I live. It's called the State Street Grill. They serve some of the best hamburgers and sandwiches and fries and onion rings you could imagine. And if you walk in and you're really part of the GiveMeLibertyFund.com, they'll even give you a discount if you mention Give Me Liberty Fund. You got to dig that, too. Sheriff,
you want
to respond?
That's right.
Well, I can just tell you that's one of the best callers I've ever heard in my life of all the thousands of shows I've done. And what a very sweet testimony.
And, of course, they appear right here on Liberty Roundtable because our listeners are some of the most brilliant, involved people on the planet. That's why. Anyway, we're digressing a little bit in the sense that, you know what, we've done a lot of good things, but remember, we're just people, right? We put our pants on one leg at a time. Unless you're me, I try to jump and put both legs in at the same time so I can prove everybody wrong on that one, but we're just average guys. And I think this statement from Patty, they're stepping over the line, Sheriff, something has to be done. That's probably one of the best headlines I have ever heard.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's why we want her, and was it Frank from Georgia who just called?
Yeah, it was Fred.
Fred, all of you can become members and help us with this great effort. We need your membership in the CSPOA. I'm going to tell you, this new goal will not happen if we're not working with we the people, the citizens in their counties, working with their sheriffs, standing with their sheriffs. If we ask our sheriffs and the CSPOA to do this alone, it's not going to work. It will not work. This government is by, for, and of the people. We, the people, are the first three words of our Constitution. We must be hand in hand with God, with each other, with our families, with our sheriffs, in defending and restoring our Constitution. If we do not do that, we will not be successful. We believe we're going to do that. We believe we're going to be successful. We believe the people of this country, when they get the right information put in front of them about what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish, they will jump on board in throngs, and mobs will flock to what we are doing.
All right, we need to reach out to Donald Trump and some of the other boys and see if they'll talk to the CSPOA as well, because that's one great campaign idea against Hillary Clinton that Trump could use is, hey, you know what? We've got the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association we're working with to have accountability here, and maybe one of them sheriffs could arrest Hillary for her email crime. Sheriff, what do you say?
Yeah. Well, that needs to happen. Looks like they might be playing politics with it in Washington, D.C., and how are you going to trust the FBI when, once again, we see that with the Lavoie Finicum shooting, that they have lied again, misrepresented evidence, maybe even withheld evidence.
Yeah, I'm calling it murder now, where I was hesitant to do that before, but I say they murdered him. They claim their lives were threatened, but there's no evidence of that whatsoever. Yeah. And when the government lies and manipulates the truth like that, we have more information from a citizen, a grandma citizen's video, than we ever got from the government, which tells me they're stonewalling now too, sir.
Yeah, they are, and they're trying to CYA, and that's the number one thing for the FBI is always CYA, and this is another ridiculous criminal activity being covered up, just like they did Waco. They said that they never used pyrotechnic devices, and then 3 years later, pyrotechnic devices are found.
They also made claims about Ruby Ridge, too, and they lied there, too. It just continues. Yes. Where are you going next, Sheriff?
I'm meeting Sheriff Finch in New York on Sunday, and our wives are going with us, and we're having a meeting with him to discuss this very thing that you were talking about on your show.
Absolutely phenomenal opportunities yet to come, ladies and gentlemen. We need your involvement. Wait a couple of days. CSPOA.org will be up. We need your involvement absolutely all over the country. Sheriff, Godspeed, sir.
Thanks a lot, Sam. See ya.
For Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and the good Sheriff Richard Mack, this nation shall endure.